This building was originally constructed as a private home at the end of the 19th century. In the beginning, it was the residence of Prince Nikolai Kropotkin's family. When the prince and his family moved to the new castle, this building was remodeled into a boarding house and rented out. After the agrarian reforms, Erna Paruks, the widow of the poet Janis Paruks, cared for the house. In 1927, the building was again remodeled and thereafter provided lodgings for both domestic and foreign guests. In 1935, the building was converted for use as Sigolda High School, which significantly changed its appearance. Following World War II, it was the home of a variety of learning facilities and then remained relatively abandoned for quite some time. For many years, bats were its only inhabitants. During 2006 to 2007, the Gauya National Park Administration, with assistance from EU subsidies, worked to restore the building to its original splendour. The building on Basnetis, Church Street, has been part of the National Park since its inception and originally housed administration. It is currently the location of the Nature Conservation Agency office of the Vidzeme region. Gauya National Park was established in 1973, but the idea of creating such a park goes further back. It was originally founded in the 1920s as Sigolda National Park and covered 600 hectares stretching from the banks of the Gauya River. During the Soviet era, it was renamed the People's Park to avoid the then subversive use of the word national. With the demise of the Cold War, it once again became a national park. Nowadays, it is one of the most popular destinations for outdoor recreational activities and the second most visited tourist area after Riga. Gauya National Park was founded to protect the ancient Gauya River Valley, which has unique natural features. The length of the Gauya River is 452 kilometres, from which 93.5 kilometres flow through the valley, making up the core of the national park. The valley itself includes both wild and minimally disrupted natural areas, as well as historic landmarks and monuments of the past. Nearly every major ecosystem is represented and it has a vast biodiversity. The park is the perfect place to enjoy not only nature and the panorama of the valley, but all of the man-made objects as well. The best way to do this is either on foot or by bicycle or rowboat. Next to the White Castle is a basement which was once used as a fallout shelter against air attacks. Due to its unvarying year-round temperature, it is a favourite overwintering spot for bats. We also invite you to visit the adjacent Sigolda Evangelic Lutheran Church. As you pass through the magnificent Iron Gate, you'll find yourself at the historic centre of Sigolda Manor and medieval castle.
The project is co-financed by European Regional Development Fund.